Welcome to the Prior Press Podcast. Thank you, Chase and Bradley, for joining me today.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're happy to be here.
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. So you guys are the people behind some Bugman Studios, some guy
right.
And the Bugman figure things out.
That name is working.
Oh, it's there.
It's the,
oh, we've
it has achieved
it.
Its purpose of making sure no one can say it. Yeah, some guy in the Bugman figure things out is the name of the show. And then we kind of have a sort of loosely affiliated idea of being called the some Bugman Studios. That's
yes,
what it is.
That's okay. Right. The network, as you will.
Okay. All right. Well, so we know who you are. We'll get into your show and this studio that you speak of later in the episode. But we have some news to talk about. And this isn't necessarily like relevant news. It's just I like to talk about podcasting things on this. So I found an article that was actually also a podcast from Daniel Lewis on the Audacity to Podcast from November of 2017. So not that long ago.
Not that long.
No. Okay.
But it's called Why You Should Not Publish Audio Podcast on YouTube. And not as all capitalized. So Daniel means business.
Yeah, very serious about this whole
clearly
podcast and on YouTube thing.
Yeah.
He put 11 reasons of why you shouldn't do this. And they all seem like fairly decent reasons to me. But he was so... I said to you guys earlier, I found it very humorous, the tone that he wrote this in. Because he's so just... He hates the idea of
he's
YouTube.
Very hurt.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of pain here, and I think somebody has done something.
Offended is the correct
to him.
Yeah. He and that, you know, the all caps not carries over into the podcast. I picture we're all in this dark room. He has a spotlight on him and he is shouting us down from this YouTube thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to ask him about this.
Oh my, I felt bad. I mean, we're not really even the responsible party, and I felt bad about it.
Well, we've actually violated his rule.
Just a little, though. I mean, just a little.
Just a little. So you guys put your I think I did see that. You guys put your episodes up on YouTube as well, correct?
Well, I haven't in a while, but we did when we made a transfer from, we can get into this later, but we made a transfer from SoundCloud over to Blueberry, and in the process, we were having to delete episodes from SoundCloud because they don't give you enough space on the free account. So as we were deleting those, I was uploading them to YouTube. Now, almost all of them that are up there, I think we have 27 episodes on YouTube. Almost all of them have video, and it's like two talking heads. It's the first four of our show. We never recorded video because we just didn't think to.
Yeah.
And so it's just a still image with voices behind it. And so I'm very sorry, Daniel, but we broke your rules. And if you can forgive us,
Whatever we have to do,
we'd appreciate
honestly.
It's okay. We all make mistakes. But when you don't know what you're doing, it makes sense that you would do that. The first reason he had was the supporting reasons are mostly misunderstood and short term. Talking about how you just want people to be able to find it on Google and YouTube, that it's just, you know, another simple thing you can do. It's going to reach people that don't listen to podcasts. And the last one, it can't hurt. And then he kind of goes into how all of those are wrong for the most part.
You know, I when I read the article, aside from his tone that he takes, when I read the article and listened to his podcast, I really did agree with most of his reasoning, because whenever we uploaded our first episodes from our podcast, I didn't want to put just still images up, and I felt bad about putting the original four up that way, because I have experienced this before where I've been searching for a video and I find one and think, okay, this is going to answer my question. And it is just a still image and I instantly get off of it. Cause I'm looking for somebody to, it's kind of strange, but I'm looking for somebody to interact with. And it's more about, I guess, reading somebody's visual cues is what keeps me interested in that, what that person has to say. It's kind of hard to latch on to just audio when you're there to watch something.
Yeah. Chase, some guy, correct me if I'm wrong, but another reason we did that was so that when someone was in Facebook and on the feed, as soon as you activated that, it would take you to that link. Whereas now you have to go, you have to take that extra step to listen to whatever.
Yeah, and I think so.
So that was another reason of it, is people wanted to listen to it through a certain way. And that was how we figured out to get it there for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get what you're saying now. Yeah, they wanted to. Folks that were going to listen to our show early on, they were like, I just want to click a video on Facebook. I don't want to have to download your thing.
Yep.
That was one of the things that pushed us there. But yeah, all this stuff is true on this first reason for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where you're trying to reach everyone in a way that they're already kind of familiar with, because not all of these mediums play nicely with each other.
Right.
Especially podcasting, because it's kind of one of the newer ones in that sense. Like, video and audio have always been around, so all of these social networks figure out how to deal with it pretty easily, but podcasting, it doesn't really fit into that just yet.
Yeah. And I think there's also some, I think there's temptation, at least on my end, being, you know, younger person, like millennial generation, the way that I consume media is I find a source of media, just a sort of like a content provider, whoever it is, and I want to see that person on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. Yeah,
that's true.
And it doesn't necessarily bother me whether or not they're on Instagram, but and other competing platforms. But typically, when I find that content provider, I want to see them everywhere. And so that was one of the other reasons I think we dove into YouTube and tried extra things.
Yeah.
Found out pretty quickly it's hard to maintain all those social media things all at once. But
it's really hard.
You know, it's I think it's worth venturing into YouTube, but his point is well taken that there needs to be actual content. Right. It doesn't need to be lazy.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, I think that was a big part of his tone is that, you know, what people put up on YouTube as a podcast isn't the correct content. Yeah. To be going up on YouTube, and that can end up with, I mean, his second point is titled "It's Abusing the Platform."
Yeah,
because like you said, you don't want to look at something that has a still image.
Yeah.
So, and then
and it just, oh, sorry, go ahead.
It's he goes into how for podcasts the engagement rates are going to be terrible for you, how they're not going to be collecting the same valuable data that they are with a normal podcast app, because what they're considering being watched is not really being listened to for a podcast. So there's just a lot that goes into it.
Yeah. Engagement is difficult to get started on YouTube in the first place. Yeah. So I don't recommend anybody just, you shouldn't really jump into any social media platform that you're not going to take seriously. And it's just, it's going to be kind of a lazy thing. Mm-hmm. And that's not even, I'm not even saying that as somebody who is good at all the social media that we try to curate, but you know, we try to have a basic involvement with Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. We don't really even touch anymore. It's just more of an archive for things.
Yeah.
And he's right about when I go to YouTube, I'm there for videos.
Right.
You know, so it feels like an abuse of the platform, or like you're tricking me into watching your thing.
Yeah.
And if I do comment, if there is any engagement, it's going to be a dislike and a comment about how, like, where's your actual video?
Yeah.
You know,
I do agree with mostly everything he says. I think abuse is probably a strong word.
Yeah.
If I had to change anything, maybe abuse is a strong word because I, you know, if I'm not listening to Spotify, YouTube has a fine selection of music playlists that I'll turn on and walk away from. I'm not even sitting at my phone or at the computer while the music's playing. So, and I went and listened to the Resurrection, whatever his examples were, the charts that he had were for a specific podcast. I went back and listened. And for the 30 seconds that he mentions later, it takes YouTube to count it as a view. They're not even done with introductions yet.
Yep.
And so I do think only videos belong on YouTube. But at the same time, if you were really wanting to do that, I think you could.
Yeah.
You just have to put some explosions or something that catches your attention.
Keeps people listening.
Yeah, that keeps people listening in the first 30 seconds.
Right.
You just have to kind of respect the medium in that sense a little bit of, hey, I know these people are going to be a little bit different because in general, this is how you treat YouTube.
Yep.
So
yep.
You just have to work around it a little bit. What are some of the other things that he mentioned here? He mentioned...
We said you're... Oh, go ahead.
No. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that next thing was the channels and video rankings will be demoted. And, you know, I watch a lot of YouTube. I'm a cable cutter. So, everything that I get is online. I consume, you know, Hulu, Netflix and all
Same
that.
Here.
And yep. YouTube is a big part of that for me. And so I hear YouTubers all the time talking about how your content that you produce there has to be just a certain way for YouTube to want to have anything to do with it. Like, you know, there are certain rules that they don't tell you about, like it needs to be 10 minutes long. It needs to be advertiser friendly and all that stuff. And it needs to be engaging and that. And so, again, it's not something to be taken lightly.
No.
Because if you want to start a good YouTube channel for your podcast later on, and I'm kind of preaching to myself here, then you shouldn't start with a bad one.
Yeah.
Or one that you're going to, you know, do not very well and just kind of be lazy with it. If you're going to do YouTube, you need to be very engaging and very consistent with your uploads and keeping things in mind, like how YouTube and the algorithm chooses their videos, because you could really mess up your ability later on if the algorithm is already accustomed to your like lackluster uploads, lackluster engagement, and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's hard to have a second chance with YouTube. It's hard to like restart a channel or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also mentioned Content ID gives content owners control over your videos. So if you do make a mistake and upload something with any copyrighted material, regardless of whether or not you really have legal access to that copyrighted material, they're going to get...
Yeah.
To be blunt, pissed off and take it down.
Yeah.
Well, and your material, this is what's funny about that. On YouTube, your stuff doesn't even have to be copyrighted for you to get a copyright claim.
Yeah.
And I know this because the very first episode of our show of FTO that I uploaded, we got a, I don't know if it's a copyright strike. They didn't go that far, but it was a copyright claim on the video saying that the music that we used was owned by some, I don't remember who it was, some licensing company or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked into it because I knew for a fact that the music I used was public domain and that it was completely free to use for anybody with no attribution whatsoever. You could just use this music because it was like some obscure 1920s
like 80 years
dance
old,
music or something. Yeah,
100 years old.
Like
forever
it's old. Open to the public now. Yeah, it's been long enough. Yeah.
But they still placed a claim on it because it's profitable
to do that.
And so you're right. You have to be careful on YouTube because you'll get a claim for nothing. I mean, almost nothing. You don't even have to have music in your video. Mm-hmm. You might just say a few particular things. Like I know for some YouTubers, it's if you say anything about Nintendo or you talk about their games, Nintendo will start to claim your video. So it's much trickier than most social media platforms.
Yeah. That goes right into, YouTube may flag your videos as spam because it's not technically like the same type of content that they normally have.
Yeah.
What else was on here? He was talking about copyrights more.
And those strikes are, I mean, they mean business.
Yeah,
they can shut your channel down for like 3 months.
Yeah. They said monetization may be limited, and Daniel is right.
Yeah.
And especially with the new things going into effect in 2018, like, good luck.
Yeah, that's gotten a lot worse. I actually, I had a personal channel on YouTube that I haven't done much with. There's not a ton of content on there. But I've been partnered with that channel for like 3 years. I just lost that partnership because I didn't meet the amount of time view requirement or whatever, number of subscribers, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a bummer.
And then the Some Bugman channel, when I first created it, they were already saying you need 10,000 views, on your channel before we'll even consider you, and then we'll take a look at it and see if you're right for us. And now it's even harder than that 10,000 views. It's like so many hours of time watched plus regular engagement throughout the year. Mm. So again, it's so much effort to YouTube.
We're so close though.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yes. All 102 yeah, or whatever it maybe. Is of our views, if we even have that much.
Maybe you'll get there.
Maybe we'll get there.
Those are really the ones that I wanted to talk about for YouTube, but there's, you know, Daniel makes a lot of good points in this. So,
when yeah. I like how just at the very end of the article, he just gives up.
Yeah.
I mean, he spends bit. All that time, 11 reasons trying yeah. to convince you, please don't do this. It's really bad for your show. And then he's like, yeah. you know what? Publish fake videos if you don't care. It's literally yeah. all he said. Just, yeah. Yeah, just fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Like there's somebody at the other side. It's like, I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah,
I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm going to do this.
You don't know.
You don't know me.
You don't know.
I need to talk to him about this because that just seems like something that he would not say.
Mm-hmm.
I completely understand though, because like that, people are going to do it.
Yeah, but it just that's what adds to this the yeah. frustrated tone yeah. of the whole article. Like he's yeah. like he didn't do the article because he wants to help people. He did yeah. the article because he's fed up with trying to help people. Yeah.
Very true. And you know, I mean, he has good reason to be because he's been doing podcasting for a very long time and has
right.
been known I mean,
that's,
as
that's
you know
kind of his whole thing, yeah. isn't it? Is audacity to podcast is all about. Podcasting ideas and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's trying to help people, and he's been trying to help people for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes into all these reasons why, and he's like, "But I've been doing this long enough. I know people are going to do it." He's like, "This is just the way that it is."
And if you think we're reading into that, just listen to the podcast because uh-huh. he has the same tone there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. people are people, so just do whatever you want.
It's amplified quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, what's yeah. funny is like I relate to this sentiment, like this whole blog post and how this attitude we're talking about. I actually work in a church. I'm a youth pastor. So working with teenagers every week, you know, I'm like here, you know,
that sounds hard. Just working with
teenagers. How you grow in your faith, and here's how you
make good decisions.
You know, yeah, here's how you make better decisions in your life. Here's how you graduate high school and you know, maintain like your sense of self and your ability to grow, and you don't like make horrible decisions that change
yeah.
your life.
Yeah.
And despite what I say,
yeah,
you know, there's always cases where the kids are just like, I love coming to youth group, but I'm gonna ruin my life.
Right. Yes, right. You're trying to yeah. help people not suck.
Mm-hmm.
But it's harder than it sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Everyone knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Everyone already comes out of the womb knowing everything they ever need to know.
Especially you know? Podcasting.
Exactly.
That's true.
We all know what this is about.
That's true. Except I feel like now teenagers just put it all on Snapchat and Instagram.
Yeah. But I mean, listen, if you've ever recorded a voicemail, you can do a podcast.
That's true. Yep.
It's the same thing.
You just same thing.
Put it on Facebook. People will listen.
If you've ever put a still image on YouTube with audio playing it behind it,
mm-hmm.
you could make a podcast.
Yeah,
this is true. This is true. As long as you're able, you have a microphone, you can do a podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Goodbye, YouTube.
Yep.
We just talked about how easy it is to make a podcast. Please explain your name. Please explain your show.
Okay. Where do we begin? So...
Well, I would say the first thing to begin is the bug man. It all centers around the bug man.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
I'm a pest control guy.
What?
Yep.
That's okay. That is not what I was expecting. I figured you just like had a bug collection or something. It seems so much more yeah. real now.
Oh, yeah. we're very bland.
Oh, yeah.
When you get right down to it.
Just don't expect much.
You're going to regret having us on the show. Man, this was boring.
Yep. I've been doing it for like 9 years this month.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
Congratulations. I appreciate people like you.
Yep. Yeah. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's mm-hmm. got to do it.
I mean, my sister appreciates you more than I do in that sense because she's terrified of bugs and I like couldn't care about them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That still doesn't mean I like want them out of control in the world.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. But that's not what the podcast is about. The
yeah, podcast. Where's some guy come in?
Some guy, okay, come in, help me out.
So, we've been listening to podcasts for a few years now. I've been listening since I was in high school.
Yeah.
And it started with that, just listening to other people's shows. Mm-hmm. Primarily, what I listen to is stuff from Frog Pants Network and from Scott Johnson and guys like him and Justin Robert Young. That sort of network and bubble of shows is where I've spent most of my time listening. And I just asked Bradley a few years ago if he ever listened and introduced him to Scott. And then eventually it got to the point where we just started saying, you know, it would be fun to do something like this, but we never did anything about it.
Right.
And I think a large part of that was we have no idea what we could possibly contribute in the form of a podcast. Like what in the world would we say and why would anybody care that we have to say it? So one night on the way to go and see him and his wife, me and my wife are in the car and about a 45-minute drive. And so I said, hey, I'm going to talk to Bradley, I think, about starting a podcast. And she's like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm going to call it, I think I'm going to call it Some Guy in the Bug Man Figure Things Out. And she just completely signed on right then and there. She's like, great, do it. The name is fantastic. I was like, you don't think I should change it? And she said, no, but why do you want to call yourself Some Guy? It comes from, I'm a very insecure person.
Yeah.
And so the reason it's Some Guy, this is the honest truth, it felt like a very pretentious thing to do to start a podcast and make people want to listen.
I understand that thought.
Yeah. And so I've had this fear and like I sort of catastrophize with this kind of thing where there've been instances in the past where my insecurity has gotten a hold of me and I felt like, oh, that person really thinks that I'm super arrogant. I need to downplay like who I am and what I'm about and stuff. So I don't like mentioning titles and all that. So I was like, well, I'll just use the most honoring name. It'd just be Some Guy.
I'm just
Some Guy. And he's the Bug Man. And we figure things out. That's how the name came about.
And our first episode was if you had the power to control water and there was a certain level of moisture in earwax, could you then control earwax?
Yeah.
That was our very first episode, is figuring that out.
And this went a very different direction than I thought. I thought you were going to talk about like the water crisis or something.
Yeah.
And then it just went from there. The next one was about like our food. And
it was about why do we eat all this stuff coming out of farm animals?
Yeah. And what are we going to eat in space, like space chickens and things like that?
Like, for example, like. And this is kind of it's not like an original joke or anything. It's just why did when somebody was just the first time they saw an egg come out of a chicken, they were like, you know, I'm going to put that in my mouth.
You're asking the important questions in the world.
I'm telling you.
And then like the cow's udder, like why in the world would somebody like see that coming out of a cow and think, I bet that tastes all right. I'm going to try that.
Right. You know, like how did all these things happen?
Yeah, and so those two episodes really encompass like the what the essence of the rest of the show is.
Yeah.
Every show we try to be as original as possible and come up with new ideas and even like new ways to approach a question. Mm-hmm. Like some of them come off as rants, some of them come off as like we're trying to discover things ourselves.
Right.
But it's really all just a bunch of goofy conversations about nothing.
Mm-hmm. How often are you guys posting?
Every week.
Once a week.
Ooh, nice.
Every Monday.
Yeah. Every Monday since last April.
I think 43 or 44.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 44 so far. Episode 45 comes out this next Monday. We haven't recorded it yet.
But it's going to be great.
But it's going to be great. That's right. Yeah. So episode 45, that is the 45th week of the show.
I didn't realize that you guys had... I mean, I figured that it would start in like the spring or the summer of last year. But I didn't realize it was every week. That's a lot of episodes.
It is.
Yeah.
You're keeping on like a reasonable amount for like these types of conversations before they I feel like could possibly get out of hand of like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was I think important at the beginning to the format of the show and what we wanted to do because you can only carry an earwax conversation for about 10 minutes.
Hey, so I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anymore. Well, and that's the thing. Anymore, we've been going a little longer, like 12 to 15 minutes. But we started out saying, we'll just try it for 10 and keep it succinct and funny and not draw things out and bore people. And it's grown from there.
Yeah. So, I have a bunch of other questions I want to ask about this show. Sure. But before, I just asked about the beginning of the show. How did you guys like get started with this in PowerPress? Because you said you were on Blueberry, or you were on SoundCloud, and then you moved to Blueberry. And like, when did you decide to like kick it up a notch and get off of SoundCloud and be like, okay, we're definitely doing this. Like, we're sticking with this.
So I deal with this on my home computer, and just, you know, because this was sort of a hobby thing, I didn't know really where to get started, but I did know that I was broke, and I didn't have any money to throw at web hosting or media hosting or any of that.
Correct.
You know, especially not for what was essentially a joke, starting a show.
Yeah.
You know, so, and we were just testing it out, and I had no idea I didn't know we'd make it to even 45 episodes, but anyway, so I knew that some other friends of mine had done their show, which died pretty quickly, but they started out on SoundCloud, and I thought, all right, that's free. I'll try that. You get an RSS feed, and we'll try to work it out from there. And we run into this wall, which I knew was coming from the very beginning, that eventually you're going to have a wall where you have to start deleting your old episodes so you can upload new stuff.
Yeah.
And that didn't feel great, because I want people to be able to access all of our episodes. And I still haven't fixed that with Blueberry just yet, but it's possible.
Yeah, that's part of the beauty of a podcast, is that it's supposed to all be available whenever you want.
Right, right. And so I knew at that point, even starting out, SoundCloud wasn't going to be the place we stayed forever. It was just, we got to get started somewhere, and I don't really know where else to go. So it fit our needs for then. And the reason that I made the switch, I started looking up web hosts, because we were having the conversation, but you know, it needs to happen. I looked up some YouTube video that was a panel about a conference about podcasting. And I heard somebody start saying, well, you know, you need to, if you're on SoundCloud, you really need to get off of SoundCloud, because here's all these reasons why. And I thought, you know, okay, that sounds good enough. What are your suggestions? And then the dude says, you know, Libsyn is a good thing, and Blueberry is a good thing, and you really, you know, some of y'all should try Blueberry. And then, you know, it's kind of funny. It turns out later that this dude was shilling for his own company, because that was Todd Cochran speaking. And I didn't find that out till much later. Like, the guy that got me to switch to Blueberry, like, he owns the company. I was like, oh,
yep,
that's why you're saying that. That's why you're saying Blueberry's so great.
Oh, yeah, that's Todd.
Yeah, so
which turns out,
which, you know, he gave Libsyn its fair shake, but definitely talked about Blueberry, which makes sense. You know, you own a company, that's what you're going to do. So we switched over to Blueberry, and everything's been pretty good since then. And we started out with like a free hosting website, which we're actually going to be switching off of here pretty quickly. But probably before this airs, actually, we're going to be doing a redirect to a new website, but still using PowerPress because it's a core part of how we do the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Good. I'm glad that you guys like got this stepping stone, because a lot of the time, one of the reasons that people don't have a website is because they're like, I don't know what to do. So I'm glad you guys were able to use like the free one that we had available and kind of get your bearings a little bit. And you're like, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Cause we know a lot of people aren't necessarily going to stay with them, but they're going to be like, okay, this is how it works. Mm. Then move on.
Yeah. So. It really, you know, made a difference. You guys do having the website and things that made transferring over from SoundCloud a lot easier.
Yeah.
And we've been pretty pleased with everything since then.
Yeah, and like, you know, it's not the same thing, but it kind of is. SoundCloud is not for podcasts. Mm-hmm. You know, SoundCloud is for music, and that's how you feel going into it. And it's so nice being in a place where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like you're supposed to be looking at podcasts right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So
just using the plugin, make sure that your links are all set correctly and you're pushing to all the different platforms, like iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher and all that stuff. Like you could tell that, you know, and I, you know, you guys advertise this, that PowerPress is made for podcasters by podcasters. Like, you guys understand how a show needs to function in the background, and it's really made all the difference in that switch.
Good. That's what it should be doing. That's my favorite part about it, is that I don't have to do anything. So, okay. I have a roommate who is a 26-year-old female like myself. And on Mondays at 8 p.m., I have the sadness in my heart whenever I hear ABC turn on. So tell me how this Bachelor thing started with you guys.
Oh, I hoped you weren't going to bring that up.
I didn't know we were going to talk about that show.
I had to ask.
This is what makes some Bugman studios a studio and a network of shows.
Okay. We had to have.
We have two shows.
The two shows.
Yes.
Okay, so the Bachelor Bro Show.
Yes, which I love the name, by the way.
Oh, well,
thank you. Thank you.
It was born out of going to, I didn't want to, but I went over to my pastor's house. We're really good friends with our pastor and his wife. Went over there because she wanted to watch the Bachelor finale or Bachelorette finale of last season.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to watch it too. And so did my wife. And they invited over another friend. So I'm not really there for the show. And I just thought, as a joke, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to make a fake podcast Twitter account and live tweet this whole thing and just make jokes at the expense of the show the whole time and just see how it turns out.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, I'm going to start a show with Bradley and I'm just going to do this.
I think what you're saying is if I have to watch it, you do too.
Yeah.
I think is what, because you convinced me to do this show. And honestly, the show is a great time.
Yeah.
We have a blast.
Our show.
Yes. The
Our show is
Bro
a good
show.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good time and it's a blast.
Uh huh.
But if I can just say this off record, on record, whatever.
Okay.
The Bachelor is hard to watch.
It is.
It is. I thoroughly do not enjoy watching this show. I mean, I end up watching it because it's on the TV in the house.
But see, that's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Our show is made for you.
Yes.
True.
That because I want to watch it.
Yeah, because the tagline of our podcast, The Bachelor Bro Show, is that it's a podcast about The Bachelor for people who hate The Bachelor.
Yes.
I do hate it.
So if you don't want to watch, go ahead.
Well, you know, if you get up in the morning and you want to talk to your roommate about The Bachelor without watching The Bachelor, just listen to our show and you're there.
All we do is talk trash about it.
We offer statistics. We offer audio clips.
Yeah.
We offer everything you need.
Yeah. We're trying to keep it under 40 minutes we're actually working it down to 30 minutes. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a sec. But we're trying to keep it short and give you all the awkward highlights of the whole show, of which there are many.
That's a very good way, very good description, all the awkward highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we do that summary, and then we have our own little segments that we just kind of come up with, like we do Ari's Woman Crush Wednesday.
Yeah, fight of the night.
And his Woman Crush Wednesday this last week was the bowling ball that he licked.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Did you see that?
No, I was in the kitchen and I came out and I was like, why are they bowling? And my roommate was just like, yeah, he licked the ball that they obviously did not get him a new one. It was just the ball.
Yeah, it was just some random hot pink ball that he's like, yep, this seems great. This seems like a good idea.
Yeah, so it was that, and then we'll do fight of the night. You know, whichever the girls or Ari sometimes.
Yeah. Loser obituary.
Yell and scream over whatever. Yeah. Loser obituary. Whoever goes home, Bradley always writes up a little thing for them.
We pay our respects.
Yeah.
Nice. So it's kind of like a good homage to the walkers that die, and they talk about after The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that that. But yeah, it's a lot like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me put something in there. I will say it is a blast doing it, and I think it's a good stepping stone onto whatever we're doing next.
Yes, that's what I was about to get.
Okay,
there you go. It's more a learning experience than it is something that we enjoy doing.
Okay.
And that's kind of a weird way to put that, because I know, you know, when you're a creator, you're supposed to focus on the things that you want to do and all that. And we want to do the Bachelor Bro Show because it's fun for me and Bradley just to sit down and talk to each other because we're good friends, I think, anyway.
Mostly.
Yeah. So that part of it is fun, just sitting down. The part that we don't enjoy is having to watch the thing. But we have learned so much from doing this show. It has stretched our understanding of how to do a podcast and how to do different types of podcasts and what it means to really stick to show notes, because we don't do that very well with FTO because it's a lot of it's improv and just going back and forth off of each other.
Yeah, right. You have no idea what's going to happen in that.
Right. Exactly. And so this Bachelor Bro Show is less an attempt to like grow our brand and more an attempt to grow as podcasters.
Right. Yeah, hone your craft a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we want everyone to listen to the show that wants to. I mean, we still will not put out something that we don't think is good. Yeah. We still think this is a great product that we're putting out. But the next one is what I think we're excited for. Whatever's coming after the Bachelor Bro Show is really what's going to be what we're mm-hmm. excited to do.
That's where you're going to be able to like actually show off your skills a little bit.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because if we can do, we've been saying that if we can do 40 minutes about a show we hate, we can probably do a decent show about something that we actually care about. And I don't know that we do any more like review TV show type of podcast, but it just, like I said, it helps us grow and learn more about the medium that we're trying to participate in. And it's been a pretty good experience putting that show together, I think.
That is not what I expected to get out of that. So good. I thought you were just going to be like, I like The Bachelor.
No. Oh my gosh. No. Would you want to do an interview with someone like that?
I mean, okay. You had, think about this from my perspective, where it was titled, Some Guy and the Bug Man Watched The Bachelor Show. And I was like, okay, got to figure out what's going on there.
Yeah. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, it's not our thing. The whole idea. I've always described The Bachelor as like the entire United States giving one guy a pass to cheat on 30 women at the same time, and even the women don't mind. He just make out with whoever he wants, and it's kind of the same thing when they do The Bachelorette season 2. It's the 30 dudes there don't care that. You know, she kisses whoever she wants. And it's just like it's the weirdest thing. And it's not even like a prudish, I'm a youth pastor kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it might come off like that, but that's not what it is. It's just, it's a consistency thing.
Yeah.
Like in what other scenario on the planet, would any person be okay with their significant other making out with other people and sometimes in front of them? It's just the strangest thing.
Oh, but we're doing a show about it.
That's right.
I know. Hey, this show has been going on for like over a decade, so obviously it's doing okay.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got its audience. It totally has its audience.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It does. And part of that audience is me, begrudgingly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay, what else would you like to tell people about your show?
Well, what do you think?
Because your show is a little bit of everything, I feel like.
It really is, and I think the most important thing is if one week's not for you, just hang on. Next week is going to be something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And reach out to us talking about retention and interaction. We really hope that's kind of our next goal for this year is to get a little more interaction with the people that we do have listening to us on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and we also want to do... another goal is like collaborating with more more podcasters. There's been some like sharing emails and back and forth with some other folks. Namely, well, on Twitter, he goes by Johnny Casino, I think. But his show is or it was Forget Being Cool.
I think
now
it's shelved and forgotten.
Mm-hmm. And it's you can find that at dayspace.com. I just want to give him a shout out because he's been very helpful to us.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little more established than we are in how they put out their shows and stuff. So I've been able to get advice from him. We want to get better at engaging with our audience, and he was part of that audience.
Yep.
That really he's one of the first ones that reach out to us in a kind of a meaningful way.
Yep.
But we want to get a lot better at that because we didn't start the show to make money or anything like that. While that would be nice, we just started the show so that we could have a thing that we called our own and like have this creative outlet, but we want to grow it into a community that, you know, we can discuss what we talked about on the show, with our listeners and, you know, just kind of have a good time, with it all, but we're not planning on going anywhere.
Right.
We're at episode 45 now and
don't plan on quitting.
45 weeks from now, we'll probably be at episode 90 because we're enjoying it a lot.
Yep.
Good. Good. That's awesome. So. I'm happy to hear it. I'm happy to hear that you've got like some solid goals in mind moving forward too.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you could help us out, figuring out how to accomplish those goals, that'd be great. We're clueless.
I could try. Not on the podcast, probably.
Well,
but
sure,
I could try. Are you actually? Do you guys want to have any people on the show with you? Like, is that something you want to do in the future?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about that. We've actually talked about. I've not said anything publicly yet, but what we've talked about doing is having somebody maybe guest on the show like once a month.
Oh yeah.
And then doing an extra episode that we release maybe at the end of the week, where it's just like an interview with that person, especially if they do a show or if they're a creator some other way, that we kind of focus on them for a little bit. And it's like less of a comedy thing, and it's more about we're just going to kind of plug for this person and get and let them talk and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
because we also want to do an interview show eventually. We've thrown this idea around in our heads, like, how do we format an interview show, and who in the world would even care to come on?
That's also different from everything else that's out there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of content out there, and you got to figure out how to make it your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's so, yeah, if you have something that you need to figure out, Mackenzie, holler at us, and we'll collaborate on it.
Mm-hmm. We'll put together a search engine of all of our episodes and all the weird questions you end up having. Maybe we'll answer it eventually.
Yeah.
And I feel like I got to come up with some weird questions for you guys to talk about on one of your shows.
It happens so often now that because people know I do that show, they'll just come up to me and say, "Hey, I got a question for you." I think I know one that would be really funny.
Great.
Get into this.
Should do this.
Sometimes they are, but it's... I think what Kevin Hart did this joke on one of his stand-up things, like, because he's a comedian, everybody's like, "Hey, I got a joke you can tell. You can have this one for free."
Yeah.
And we get a lot of that. Like, "Oh, you should ask this question. It would be great." And sometimes we're like, "Actually, we've already covered that one."
Go ahead, episode 23, done.
Yeah, you should look that up.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell people where they can find you in multiple ways or whatever, so that they can check out this show.
So by the time this episode airs, our website should be fully transferred over to somebugman.com.
Cool.
That'll just kind of be where everything is at. But you can find us on Facebook at @somebugman. And then you can find us on Twitter for the network. At @somebugman. And then you can find me at Chase the Rev, like R-E-V.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and me at @Bugman_Bradley.
Yeah, and then there's some YouTube thing out there somewhere where there's...
Uh-oh.
They got these videos up with just a picture, and it's awful.
Take them down,
YouTube.
You're
going to hate it.
Don't go to YouTube.
Okay. All right, so we talked about YouTube. We talked about your show. And now, before the episode is over, or before this part of the episode is over, I just wanted to mention that Blueberry is coming out with something for Spotify. So, a lot of hosting companies have been dealing with this recently, and we are one of them as well. So, in the very near future, honestly, since we're recording this like a week ahead, because I'm going to be gone, by the time this episode comes out, Spotify like might be available for people to submit to via Blueberry. So if people want to have their show on Spotify, hosting customers can submit in the Blueberry platform and, you know, get a submission that way, as opposed to the Google form that Spotify put out, and good luck on that. So we're very happy to be offering this to people. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting when you mentioned that to me earlier, that that y'all were going that route, because again, we are brand new at this.
Yeah.
We listened to podcasts for years, but doing one ourselves is pretty daunting. And so, you know, when we're talking about like how to get on Spotify, it's like us versus this huge company, and we don't know how to address them or any of that kind of stuff, or how you'd even begin to negotiate that kind of contract.
Definitely.
You know, because there's just not like a great way to do it. So it's nice to know that you guys, that our media hosting provider is going to make that channel for us. And that, like, again, solidifies the fact that you're much better off just having a dedicated platform to put your podcasts on, because you guys are, you know, trying to not only grow your business, but you're trying to grow the shows that are hosted on your business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is part of that. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, we are going to have some type of submission form available in the podcaster dashboard. If people are hosting companies or are hosting customers, they should be pretty familiar with that. Once we get this started, it's going to be a little bit of a slow roll at first because it's Spotify and they have a whole lot going on, which is completely understandable. But, you know, eventually, a couple months from now, hopefully this should just be a piece of cake for everyone.
Now, what I want to know, though, is Brother Daniel Lewis going to make an article about how, you know, podcasts don't really belong on Spotify?
I genuinely want to talk to him about that. I really do.
Putting podcasts in an area where people are going to listen to music and it's abusing the platform.
Oh, gosh.
I know, because I have read so much recently about how Spotify is trying to solidify themselves as a digital, like as a multimedia company, as opposed to just a music company. So I see where they're going with this. Uh-huh. But as someone that has been using Spotify for how long is it now? Like, when did I get this? 2011? Yeah, for a while now.
Wow. Yeah, we've had an account in our house for quite a long time as well.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny, when we first got Spotify, I thought I was stealing music from the internet. it was free on your computer. It was the weirdest thing.
It felt weird.
It felt like what was it, LimeWire that my brother used to steal all his music for?
Gosh.
Or you use that to steal his music?
I used that.
Yeah. Oh my god, sometimes I miss it. It was just fun.
You never knew what you were going to get.
Like you would preview it as it was still downloading.
Awesome.
It was hilarious. I loved it. I mean, I killed my sister's computer, but like, I have some good memories of LimeWire.
Now, when you say you never know what you were going to get, do you mean like the viruses and all the Trojans that used to get off of LimeWire?
Partially. Okay.
Mackenzie, maybe you had the same memory, but I remember downloading songs, putting them on a CD, playing them, and it would be somebody singing karaoke.
Got that one. I definitely got that one. I got wrong album artwork. I got just completely wrong songs. I think my favorite by far, though, was like some MP3 that someone made, and it was like a remix of all these different audio clips, and it included Bill Clinton saying, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman."
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Just like over and over again.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, LimeWire was great.
It was
great.
For
a lot of things. Until everybody got arrested that was using it. Or was that one of the ones everybody got in trouble?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I'll say again, Mr. Lewis, I respect your article.
Yes.
I agree with most of what you said. I'm sorry for making more jokes at your expense. I'm sure you're a great person.
He is a great person. I hope I get to see him. I mean, by the time this episode comes out, I would have already seen him if he is going to Orlando. So I hope I do. But
and help me understand what is in Orlando.
Oh yeah, sorry, Orlando Podfest, which is a podcasting conference festival. It goes on for February 8th through 10th or 11th, something like that. So Blueberry is sponsoring. I'm going. I'm speaking, and Mike, our support guy, is going to be there as well.
So. Okay,
that's awesome.
That sounds great.
Yeah, this should be a good time. So.
Yeah, if y'all ever have one in the maybe Memphis area, we'll show up.
or if there's ever over to Arkansas.
If there's ever one that close. I think there's one in St. Louis, isn't there?
It has to be.
There's got to be. Myself and Angelo, our CIO, are headed to Nashville at the end of February to the National Religious Broadcasters Conference.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm going to have fun in Nashville. Look out for a blog post from us with more details about that. Contact us if you have any questions, but it will be available in the near future. So if you would like to be one of the people that is in the loop, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Whenever all that internet money gets flowing in, I'll be happy to take my check.
Mm-hmm. No good. Good.
That's how it works, right?
That's how it works.
That's how the internet works. Obviously,
we all get on Spotify and
the
internet
properly.
Money just starts. I'm sorry, what?
Obviously, everyone gets paid for their content properly on the internet.
Yes.
It's known for that.
Every upload.
I know it's been great for us so far.
Episode 45 is coming out on Monday. $45 will be in our PayPal account.
That would be works. So great. I would put episodes out every day.
Yeah, I think we would too. I could do 10 minutes of garbage talk for, you know, every day of the week. That'd
come
be
on.
Oh, that'd be awesome. How do we change podcasting and turn into that?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe Patreon will figure that out for us.
Right. Okay. That's it.
So don't they already have a thing where they charge per episode or something like that? Or where you can charge per episode? I think they do.
It's all up to you about how you want to do it. So.
Yeah. That's completely off topic. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Okay. So we do have a PowerPress tip coming up in a minute or so from Sean Thorpe. He gives info about PowerPress all the time on the show. Very thankful for him. But Chase and Bradley, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your broad spectrum of what you talk about on the show. Because I think it's hilarious.
Absolutely.
I really enjoy it.
It continues to run. Yeah. we're taking the shotgun approach.
Absolutely.
Just trying to hit every target we possibly can, yeah. Answer all the questions that we possibly can.
This was great. Yeah. We had a great time.
Yeah. Good. And Mackenzie, I want to say, whenever I originally reached out to you, I never thought in my wildest dreams you would actually ask us to come on the show. I wanted to say that earlier, so like by the time everybody gets bored with us talking, like me and Bradley, they would at least heard that. But seriously, thank you, because I can't tell you how much of a, like, I really geeked out whenever I got that email from you. I was like, oh my gosh, she actually said she wants to be like, you can ask, like, well, if my wife was here, she would say, yeah, he freaked out. And it was kind of childish, because it for us, it was like, we made it.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and it was, there was this feeling of, we're podcasters.
Yeah. Maybe, like, we're doing this.
Somebody else thinks we're podcasters enough to have us on their show. And, that was kind of a big, this may sound goofy, but it was kind of an ego boost to think, okay, there's other people out there that, you know, think of us as legitimate, because I think up until that point and before, Johnny and Dave contacted us. Up until that point, we didn't feel like, I didn't identify myself as a podcaster. It was just like as a hobbyist. But now it feels, these sort of contacts made it feel legitimate. So anyway, thank you for taking a risk.
Dude, you're welcome, because I mean, you you took that risk emailing me. So there, you started it. You really did.
Yeah, so. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to end the show here, because we're just going to be off topic, because I enjoy talking to you guys.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Everyone, thank you for listening. Chase and Bradley, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
This is Sean Thorpe from the Blueberry Support Team with this week's PowerPress Tip. I'm recording this in January, and in the spirit of the new year, which is often a time of review and reflection, I thought it would be a good time to review your PowerPress settings and see if anything needs to be refreshed. Head over to PowerPress Advanced Mode Settings, or to the appropriate settings page if you're using Category Podcasting, Custom Channels, or Post Type Podcasting, and click the Website tab. If you're using either the PowerPress Media Player or any of the podcast subscription features within PowerPress, make sure all of the settings on this page are still valid. Have you submitted your show to a new syndication point since you first set up PowerPress? If so, make sure you've got the box next to that syndication point checked. Now go to the Feeds tab. Take a look at the feed title and description fields and see if they're still relevant. Check the copyright field and make sure it's up to date, as many podcasters will include a year, like 2017, in their copyright information. Have you moved to a new physical location in the world? Has your show increased or decreased in production schedule? Make sure the location and episode frequency reflect the current state of your podcast. Next, click the iTunes tab. Check to see that your iTunes subtitle and program summary are still relevant. Take a look at your category settings and make sure you're still using the best categories for your show. Also, check that your iTunes author name and iTunes email address are still accurate. If your show is listed with Google Play Music, do a similar sweep of the settings under the Google Play tab. Finally, check the Destinations tab and make sure all of your syndication points are listed with the correct URLs. If you've made any changes during this review, be sure to click the Save Changes button at the bottom of any PowerPress settings page. And that's it for this week's PowerPress tip. If you have any questions about this or anything else in the Blueberry universe, email me, Sean@blueberry.com. Also, be sure that you're signed up for the monthly Blueberry newsletter, where we'll soon be featuring informative articles from the support team. Until next time, thanks for listening.